Juneau Emergency Programs Manager Tom Matisse would only say that the drill involves a cruise ship and some type of security event. He declined to say whether that means an active shooter, a terrorist attack, or something else entirely.
Because when you know what the event is ahead of time, you come with your guns loaded to take care of a situation. What happens if a cruise ship crashes tomorrow? What are we going to do? We don't spend 24 hours preparing for that. It just happens. That's the way we exercise. That's the way things happen in the real world.
The exercise will take place at the AJ dock downtown between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. While there won't be an actual cruise ship involved, volunteers will play the role of victims who will be fake rescued by real-life paramedics, firefighters, and police. The Coast Guard and relief organizations like the Red Cross will be involved in the scenario as well. Matisse says the drill will test the communication of participants.
When you get a large-scale event like this, it's much more than just the city working internally. It's the city working with its partners in response, whether that be the hospital or the Red Cross or other participants. So it's not only how we individually coordinate, but how we coordinate and communicate together that's really tested.
Ensign Dwight Schaefer with Coast Guard Sector Juneau's Response Division says anything from an oil spill to a mass rescue of a passenger boat can qualify as a maritime security threat. The agency has numerous response plans for different scenarios, and Schaefer says Coast Guard personnel are expected to know which plans to activate and when.
They typically review them around 4 to 5 times a year, but it's an ongoing cycle. They're constantly working them and making them better.
Matisse says the city has its own emergency operations plan, which gets reviewed and updated annually. While an earthquake or avalanche might be more likely in Juneau, Matisse says a cruise ship incident is still worth preparing for.
We're fairly fortunate in Juneau. It's not number one on our radar, but we definitely don't ignore it.
Cruise line officials declined to comment for this story. Industry critic Chip Toma with the group responsible cruising in Alaska agrees with Matisse that there's not much to worry about, but he thinks any serious maritime security event would effectively end cruise ship activity in the state.
Any serious incident would have a severe impact on the cruise ships because there's just no way that they would be able to guarantee the security coming out of Vancouver or Seattle.
The exercise is part of the Alaska Shield 2014 statewide training program, sponsored by the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Juneau gets about 1 million cruise ship visitors every summer. The first ship of the 2014 season is expected in less than a month. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.